You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This podcast is sponsored by TourTips.com, the online golf betting resource. TourTips subscriptions for 2021 have been reduced by up to 50%, and their email service is now a free subscription. For all the best in-depth stats and information, visit tour-tips.com, the online golf betting resource.
Welcome to the home of the best golf betting tips. All the best bets for the upcoming tournaments, all from experts and all in one place. From the home of the Bet Bites podcast, this is Bet Bites Golf with Dave Tindall and James Butler.
Hello, everybody. Welcome along. It's another edition of the Golf Betting Podcast. I'm James Butler. And in this edition, we're looking ahead to the Workday Championship. To join me, to help me pick out the bones of the various best bets around, it's the legendary golf betting tipster, Dave Tindall. Dave, how are you?
I am very well, James. How are you?
I'm good. I've literally just turned this on, the golf, because I've been watching commentating on day one of the test match in India. So my golfing preparation for this is next to zero. It's why I need you. But let's go through the top end of the market to see who the favourites in this event are. Dustin Johnson, 13-2, leads the line, as he tends to these days when he enters tournaments. John Rahm is 10-1. Rory McIlroy as big as 16s. Xander Schauffele is in there at 16-1. Patrick Cantlay is around about 18s. And you've then got Justin Thomas in the market at around about 18s as well. Victor Hovland is 20s, as is Bryson DeChambeau, and so is Tony Finau. The rest are 22-1 or bigger. Dave, we always say on this podcast that we wait until Wednesday. What are we now? We're kind of 7:30 in the evening on Wednesday evening, giving you a bit of a chance to divulge all of the latest information concerning the Workday Championship. Has that led you down any particular route this time?
Yeah, it's kind of led me down the very obvious route, in the sense that we don't often put up the favourite in events, but the more I read, the more I think you've got to be backing Dustin Johnson this week. Not something I'd particularly thought of before today, Wednesday, but I pieced a couple of things together. There was an article in Golf Week by Steve DiMaglio, and he said he was been talking to Paul Azinger, the former Ryder Cup captain, who's a member at this week's course. It was a good week for this podcast, I think, because it's a new course. People are seeing it for the first time. We're kind of guessing how it might play. So we need to sort of find some nuggets of how it might turn out this week. And yeah, Paul Azinger basically says it's going to suit massive hitters. There's a quote there where he said he viewed this course through the eyes of, say, a DJ or a John Rahm or a McIlroy or a DeChambeau. And then he said, I saw what they are going to see, and I turned into a 10-eyed creature and saw a different course. I saw water that wasn't in play where it was in play for everyone else. If you have a great carry distance, you can make a mockery of it. If you don't have great carry, it's tough. So immediately you think, big hitters there from a man who knows, in Paul Azinger. The other thing I've read, probably caught onto this early on in the week, was the fact that you need to have a great short game, be really sharp around the greens. And all roads to me are leading to Dustin Johnson. I did an article for someone else this week about who has won most of these World Golf Championship events. Tiger's a mile clear on 18. But second with 6 is Dustin Johnson. The next best is 3. So Dustin Johnson loves these events. He seems to have settled into them better than he has majors. It took him a long time to win his second major, but he's got 6 of these. They've all come in fairly recent times. And it includes this event twice, even though it's been held at different courses. But I think this course is going to be right up his street too. And just before we came on out, I asked if I could put this podcast back an hour or so, because they were interviewing Dustin Johnson. So I thought it'd be worth seeing what he said. So some quotes from him. He doesn't reinvent the wheel, but it's always nice to just to see we're on the right track with him. He says, played the back nine yesterday and then the front nine today. So the golf course is really good. It's in good condition. You definitely have to golf your ball, though, if you want to shoot some good scores around here. So you can't come into this event and try and find your game. You've got to be hitting it well already. They ask him how he's playing at the moment. And he says, yeah, my game's in really good form. Last week, I was a little bit off, but got some nice work in the last couple of days here at Concession, this week's course. And yeah, I feel like it's back to where I'm hitting it a lot better. I wasn't quite as sharp as I'd like to off the tee last week, didn't drive it as good. But this week, I put a new SIM driver in the bag, and it's been going okay the last 2 days. So he's got a new driver to try out. The world number one by an absolute mile, and I thought 13-2 for someone who wins World Golf Championship events at a better strike rate than that. He's winning any event at a better strike rate than that. So 13-2, let's just get on Dustin Johnson and be on the favourite and be glad to be on the favourite.
Is that a term, to golf your ball?
It's a very American term, yeah.
Yeah.
I golf my ball. Golf my ball, and we lose my ball.
I slice mine generally. I mean, Dustin Johnson, the favourite, 13-2, as we said. I mean, the temptation sometimes when as a bettor is to kind of try and go as far down the field as possible to get the biggest number possible. And you sometimes avoid the obvious, don't you? And the person that's basically number one in the world for a reason.
Yeah, because golf, you see all these fancy prices and you think, well, I need to sort of cash in. But, you know, if you're back to 13-2 winner of a horse or in football, you'd be, you know, delighted. His strike rate suggests he should be shorter than that. And he's particularly good in these events. It's in Florida where, you know, he's won before this event. It's hard to pick any holes in him, really, especially with this idea that the big hitters will be really suited by this course. Yeah, I just can't find any hole in DJ. And, you know, if he was 7-2, I'd go, well, that's not really a great golf price in a field like this. But he's 13-2. That's just fine.
With Dustin Johnson, he seems to have got his game completely under control at the moment. I mean, big hitters, I mean, I guess if you look down the top end of that leaderboard, you mentioned Rory, you mentioned Bryson DeChambeau, the famous one at the moment, isn't he, in the game? Are they worth looking at in terms of somebody to threaten Dustin, or do you think he's got the all-round game that makes him your pick?
Yeah, well, I think earlier in the week, I mean, I've had a bet on DeChambeau already at the start of the week because he won an amateur event here, but I was kind of going in blind in the fact that I was basing it on that, and I thought it was a good price. But his quotes today aren't as kind of compelling as I wanted them to be. I asked him about his big hitting. He basically says he's hitting it so hard nowadays, he doesn't know where it's going.
Well, that's not useful, is it?
Not exactly where you want him to be. You know, he can compensate with other bits, but, you know, he loves to get into the science of it all, and he sort of says it's coming off two parts of the club, and at the speed he's hitting it, he can't predict what will happen. So that slightly put me off him, to be honest. I mean, I hope for my initial bet, but, you know, all these bets we pick out on a Wednesday are based on what we know rather than have guessed or implied from before. So that just put me off. It was similar with Rory McIlroy. He was kind of saying that he missed the cut by a mile last week, Rory. Which didn't bode well. Somebody then pointed out that every time he's missed a cut, or the last five, he's followed it with a couple of wins, a second, a fourth, and a 12th, which sounds great. But he tempers that a little bit by saying, well, on some of the courses that he played afterwards, he was always going to play well. He kind of said he's been working so hard on his swing that he's let other parts of his game, well, he's neglected other parts of his game. He actually says, I went to Riviera, which was the course last week, after feeling like I worked hard, but I was completely unprepared because I sort of neglected all the other aspects of the game. That's quite a lot to ignore. So if you've ignored everything else, can you really fix that in a week? I think not. So Rory's not for me this week. So
all roads lead to Dustin Johnson and 13-2. Tournament favourite, but 13-2. As Dave says, if that lands, it boosts your betting balance. No reason not to go down that route. So we're going to go with Dustin. Is there anybody else further down, or any other bets you've got for this event, the Workday Championship?
Yeah, I will throw in another player who he was originally on my list, and I backed him, but he stays on the list, and I might top up again. If you're having a bet for the first time today, very much have a look at Patrick Reed. As I said, I liked him at the start of the week. I thought this course should suit, but he's been into interview, and basically he absolutely loves the place. He said, this place is awesome. I came out and played 9 yesterday and 9 today. The golf course is in perfect shape. He says he likes the fact that there's a bit of width off the tee, which is good for him. One of his great skills, he's got magic in those wrists. He's brilliant around the green. And he talks about, he says, it's definitely going to take some patience and creativity around the greens this week. But hopefully you'll be able to hit the ball well enough where you're not having to focus too much on having to chip around this place. So, yeah, strategy one is to hit the greens. But if it doesn't work out, then he's the kind of player who will be able to show all that magic around these putting surfaces, which are quite undulating and tricky, and get it done. And once more, he's just fantastic in this event. He's won it twice at different venues. Loves playing against the best fields in the world. You look at all Patrick Reed's wins, they're all in brilliant fields. The competitor in him just burns bright when he sees that all the other leading golfers in the world are up against him. I thought at 28-1, that's undervaluing him a little bit. Well, a fair bit, I would say. He won at Torrey Pines on his last start on US soil. And I think other players who just don't get the big wins that he does are shorter in the betting. So Patrick Reed, I liked before today, having read his quotes. Yep, definitely going in on him as well.
We'll stick him in as well then. 28-1 for Patrick Reed. 7 places you can get on Patrick Reed. So that's an each way punt, Dave. And Dustin Johnson, 13-2, will be on the nose, I guess.
Yeah, so to sort of clarify the staking plan, 2 points win Dustin Johnson at 13-2, and a point each way Patrick Reed, as you said, at 7 places at 28.
Good luck with your bets out there in the Workday Championship. And if you follow Dave Tindall, obviously gamble responsibly. Go your own way by all means and let us know how you get on. But they're the two bets this week, Dustin Johnson and Patrick Reed. Be wrong of us to, I think, have this golf betting podcast today talking about all things golf and not just mention Tiger Woods and his current plight. Have that horrible car crash by the looks of it. He's in hospital with significant injuries, is the quote that I'm reading on the news story in front of me. He's getting messages from all the big names, Donald Trump included, of goodwill for him. And Rory McIlroy has sent a warning to golf, apparently, that it may be the end for Tiger. Those injuries might mean we don't see him back on a golf course again. And if that is the case, that would be a really sad way to say goodbye to him, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think people are taking the view that, look, Tiger's got 2 young kids. That is absolutely a priority. As a dad yourself, James, and I'm a dad too, you kind of think, you know, you want to be right for your kids. So if it isn't to be anymore on the golf front, you know, it's great that Tiger's still, you know, around.
Yeah, absolutely. And we wish him all the best for a speedy recovery. Hopefully everything works out for Tiger. That ends our golf betting podcast this week. Dave's tips are Dustin Johnson and Patrick Reed. As I say, gamble responsibly if you take those on. And thanks, Dave, for joining me as always.
Can I just jump in right at the end and rewind to last week when we put up Francesco Molinari?
You can indeed. You can.
Yeah. He played great, didn't he, in the end? It was really nice because we ended up, we couldn't quite work out how to back him, whether to go 100-1 each way, whether to go top 10, top 20. We ended up going for first round leader and he missed out by a shot in that market and gaining us a profit. He got reduced profits on the outright to the hundreds. I think he was in a sort of multiple tie for 8. But I did have a couple of people contact me on Twitter saying, oh, thanks for the tip. That was really great. I backed him for top 10. Someone else backed him for top 20. So it was really nice to hear, although we didn't officially cash in on the podcast. We gave out the info and a couple of people cashed in. So that was great information on Molinari. It played out really, really nicely.
I mean, that's what we were saying, isn't it? You know, follow you or just interpret your information. Do it how you want to do it. And if it turns out to be a winner for you when we don't necessarily pick one up on the podcast, then that's all happy days. Great information from the caddy, wasn't it? And led us down the right path. So it shows that this podcast does work if we wait for the latest information. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we'll be back again, hopefully, with a winning bet.
Bet Bites Golf is a sports betting media production. Our multi-sport Bet Bites podcast is released every Friday. Please gamble responsibly. Visit begambleaware.org for all the information.
Sports Social Podcast Network.